myślę. Jubilo email. Boitkin or you dalit. Or we dalit shachar. So we started this yesterday. That you boitik or you dalit the night of the 14th. We dalit shachar. Or be shasabir. Three times. So we have to see why it should be three times. And what it means three times. Vachoma imem. Loi bodak or you dalit divdak be you dalit. Loi bodak be you dalit divdak be sechamoit. The Chachamim said that if you weren't Boidik on the night of the 14th, then no problem, do it in the morning. If you didn't do it on the 14th, so do it Teich HaMoed. If you didn't do it Lo Yibodim Teich HaMoed, Yibdok Lach HaMoed. So it's clear in the Rabbanon, you only have to check once, that's clear. And the Shail is when? So Chachil in the night. If you didn't manage then it seems to be there's three other times when you can do Bdika. And then the Mishnah concludes with this line, Vashem Shayin Yechena Metzino, Kedei Sheitzach B'dika Achav. Just realize that maybe this Goldstein's on the line, in which case, can you pause this for a second? If it is on the line, it's not so fair. I don't know why. So what's Pshat? What's Pshat in these three times of Rabbi of Rabbi Yehuda? So says Rashi, what are these things, three times of Rabbi Yehuda, and what are the three times of Chachamim? So Rashi says, it's very difficult Rashi's, B'zeich HaMoed, B'shon Shishis, Shehu Moed Abim. Teich HaMoed, what does Teich HaMoed mean? That means, in the sixth hour, Shehu Moed Abim. So Teich HaMoed, says Rashi, doesn't mean Yontif. Doesn't mean Yontif at all. Teich HaMoed means, Teich HaMoed means it's in the sixth hour. Why is it Moed? What's Moed got to do with the sixth hour? Says Rashi, Shu Moed Abio. That's the time when you do Bio Chometz. What's the Acha Moed? So Teich HaMoed doesn't mean in Yontif. So what's the Acha Moed? So Rashi says Acha Moed means after the sixth hour. Mishay Shay Sulamalo. Ad Shetechshach, until it gets dark.
Up to
Seder night. Up to Seder night, right. So a whole bunch of Chidushim in Rashi. Each one of them we really have to work on. But first of all, Moed means Zman Abiyu. Rabbi Yehuda also said that. Rabbi Yehuda said, if you didn't find it in the night, Rabbi Yehuda said you have to check in the night, and in the morning, Ubishas Abiyu. So it's interesting that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon use different expressions for the same thing. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we said b'shas habir. That meant what? In the sixth hour. And according to Rabbanon, for the same time, they use the word b'seich hamayid because mayid of zman bir. So it's slightly difficult. Why is Rabbanon using a different word to describe the same thing which Rabbi Yehuda said? Why didn't he just say b'shas habir? Loi bodek, could have said, Loi bodek or yudalit, yivdek bi yudalit, Loi bodek bi yudalit, yivdek bizman abiyo. Why do we say b'seich hamoed? So that's one difficulty on Rashi. Second difficulty is, the la'ach hamoed, why is Rashi Bechlal explaining that b'seich hamoed and la'ach hamoed means the time of biyo? Why don't we explain posh pshat? B'seich hamoed means in yontif, and la'ach hamoed means after yontif. If I ask you, what's a moed? Eile moed Hashem. Eilu Moed Hashem is referring to Yom Tov. So, why did Rashi go out of his way to say, you know what, B'seich HaMoed does mean Yom Tov, B'seich HaMoed means Zman Biyo. And the third question which we have on Rashi is, that if it's true that B'seich HaMoed means Zman Biyo, and Acha HaMoed means after Zman Biyo, where did Rashi cook it up that it's Ad Shetech Shach? You only have to do B'dikas Chometz until Shetech Shach. Why didn't Rashi learn? You have to do B'dikas Chometz throughout the whole of Yom Tov. Mashma from Rashi that if you didn't do B'dikas Chometz before Seder night, and you remembered in Seder night, you wouldn't do any B'dika. So where did Rashi get that from? Why is there only Ad Shetech Shach? So those are three difficulties in Rashi. Number one is, why is Rashi saying, calling the sixth hour differently to how Rabbi Yehuda called the sixth hour? Rabbi Yehuda called the sixth hour Zman Abiyu. And Rashi is calling it Seicha Meit. Number two, why is Rashi saying that Seicha Meit does not mean in Yom Tov, and Achmed means after Yom Tov? Why does Rashi use this funny expression to say it means the sixth hour, and we're referring to before Yom Tov? Why didn't Rashi talk about like the Pashup Shat, that Seicha Meit, Achmed means he's referring to Yom Tov? And the third question is that why does Rashi say that you only have to bedika until Atshe Techshach, and you don't need to do bedikas chametz during Pesach? L'chol you should have to do bedikas chametz also during Pesach. Yeah? I'm asking to those three questions. The difference between him and Rabbi Yehuda, they use different expressions for the same time. Mm-hmm. That's the first question. Second question is, why is Rashi explaining Seicha Meit not to be referring to Yom Tov, but rather to be referring to Bir Chometz? And third question is, why is it Kuntur Rashi, do you not do B'dikas Chometz on Pesach? If you forgot to do B'dikas Chometz until Pesach, why don't you do it on Pesach? Okay, so those are the questions, and we're going to see Rishonim to answer it. So let's go straight to Tosis.
So they asked him, how is that even a question? When you said that you should do it during Pesach?
Rabbi Yehuda said, very good. So that's how you should start off. Rabbi Yehuda says clearly, you don't do B'dikas Chametz after Zman Biur Chametz, right? So you only do it ad Biur and not afterwards. So what do we see?
It seems like Rashi, later on in the Gemara, it's a fight with Machlokes. So Rashi is kind of incorporating that into his definition.
One second. So what do we see? We see Rabbi Yehuda definitely says you don't do B'dikas Chametz after Zman Biur. Why don't you do that? So the Gemara explains why. Because we're worried you'll come to eat. So we understand why Rabbi Yehuda said that after the Zman of the Issa, you don't do anything more, because we're worried you'll eat it. Very good. But the Rabbana held you do. Rabbana held you do B'dikas Chametz during the six hours before Pesach, even though it's also to eat it then. So Rabbana are not concerned about that. So if so, why shouldn't they keep going on Pesach as well? Yeah, Rabbi Yossi.
Yeah.
You were saying, if Rabbi Yehuda holds you don't do afterwards, so maybe Pshat and Lacham is also like that. But Lacham are not, because Rabbi Yehuda says you don't, because he says why, the Gemara says why, because we're worried you'll come to eat it. But the Rabbanan said, you do B'dikas Chametz after Zman Biur. Ah, you might come to eat it. So Gemara says this far, that since you're going out of your way to find it, there's no concern you're going to come to eat it. So the Rabbanan are not concerned you'll come to eat Chametz, and that's why you can do B'dikas Chametz after Zman Biur.
Okay.
Why not on Pesach as well?
Why cut off the Pesach?
On Rashi, if you'd learn that simple Pshat in the Chachamim, you'd say it means you do it throughout Yom Tov. After Zman Biur, Achamayit means after Zman Biur. After Zman Biur, till when? Till the end of Yom Tov. That's what I would have said. Right? But Rashi says no, Rashi says Atshe Techshach. So how does Rashi know that? And why is that? Yeah, what should be the svar? And how does Rashi know Bechal?
He wasn't just explaining what you did,
No, he's saying the Rabbanon. Lachamayit Rabbanon, the words of the Rabbanon. Right? It's the words of the Rabbanon. Rabbanon say you do it l'ach ha-moyed. What's l'ach ha-moyed? Says Rashi, Mishay Shoy Selemalo Ad She-Techshach. So does Rashi know that? Yeah? Okay. Let's see Tosis, and then we'll try and work out Rashi. V'im lo yibodak b'seich ha-moyed. So what's Pesach Amayit? Pesach Kuntras B'Shal Shishis, in the sixth hour. Pesach Kuntras B'Shal Shishis. Because the Rebbe Yehuda Kori Leishas HaBiu V'lo Mashina L'Shoine. Rebbe Yehuda said that Rebbe Yehuda called the sixth hour, he called it Shas HaBiu. Right? So why is Rabbanon using a different expression for the same time? That's the first question we asked. Rabbi Yehuda said, Shas HaBiur means the sixth hour. Sixth hour means, is called Shasabil. And the Rabbanan also mean that, according to Rashi. Teich HaMoed means the time of the bill. So why not use the same expression? So therefore, because of this question, Tosafot is going to say a different shot. Hello. B'soich HaMoed, Hainu, Mischilas Sheva Ad Soif HaPesach. Says Rashi, says Tosafot, you know what Moed means? Moed means the time of Issach HaMoeds, which is from the time of Chatzos until after Pesach. So what's the Ach HaMoed?
After Pesach.
Ach HaMoed means after Pesach. So what are you doing with Tikkus Chametz for after Pesach? You missed it. No. The Teich HaPesach means during the entire time of Issach Chametz. That means from Chatzos until Motzei Pesach.
Could be.
So what's Achar Pesach? After Pesach.
Right.
So why should you do B'dikus Chametz?
Because if you find Chametz after Pesach, then that Chametz is this. It's asur for you to have any on offer.
Very good.
It's a
kana
against having it, so.
Very good. Very good. So that chomet of Issa shouldn't get mixed up with chomet of Heta. And you'll eat it. So it says Taisus. You know what you want to pshat? It can't mean Teich HaMoed means the time of Bir Chometz, because we wouldn't have used that expression. So Teich HaMoed must mean the time of Issa Chometz. So that starts from Chatzos and finishes after Pesach. So what's Ach HaMoed now? Must be afterwards. Afterwards, what is it? Yeah, there is. There's a chash that your food, which you left in the house, which you didn't do B'dikah and Bittel for, you didn't do B'dikah's Chametz for, will get mixed together with other food and they'll ask for the other food. So why didn't Rashi learn like this?
Is someone allowed? He would be allowed to Bittel it. I mean, there's no discussion here about Bittling it. And if he Bittled it, then it wouldn't be us, right?
It would be awesome.
It'd still be awesome,
yeah.
even though he bittled it?
Yeah.
Why?
Because that asked any chametz you didn't do b'dikas chametz for. Even if you did a bittle.
Yeah.
So it says, why didn't Rashi learn this way? For Rashi lo yotze lefarish king. Rashi didn't want to learn this way. Why? B'mnei shepirish b'mishneh te boidkin shelo yave b'bal yiroyeh. Let's work this out now. Remember what Rashi says, why do you do B'dikas Chametz? This goes right back to the very beginning of the second. Why do you do B'dikas Chametz?
So person will not be over
Bali Ra, Bali Motze, right? Now you won't be over Bali Ra, Bali Motze after Pesach.
Right.
That you won't be over. The only thing you might be over is Issa Achila. By Kom to Rashi, the whole sugya of B'dikas Chametz was always referring to Bali Ra, Bali Motze. So Achar HaMoed can't mean after Pesach.
Right.
So now we are Ach HaMoed must mean something else. So what's Ach HaMoed after the time? The time of what? So now Rashi can't learn Moed means Yom Tov. Because Moed, after Moed is no Chiyah Bedika. So what does Moed mean? Give me another thing what Moed could mean. It must be the Moed of the Zman Bio. It must be referring to the Zman Bio. So Ach HaMoed means after Zman Bio. And Teich HaMoed means
before
the time of Zman Bio, in the Zman Bio, right? So Mamela, because of that, we have to say that even though Reb Yehuda used a different expression for it, and Malasot, the Chachamim must be using a different expression to describe the same time. Yeah? Let's work it out again. We have here a difficulty in Rashi. We had three difficulties in Rashi, which most of them are answered. We had three difficulties in Rashi. Number one is, why is Reb Yehuda and Chachomim using a different expression to describe the same time? Number two is, why does Rashi say that Zman Moed is referring to the Zman of Bir Chometz, and not simply that Moed means that Yom Tov, like Eilu Moed Hashem. Teich HaMoed means the time of Yom Tov. And number three, and the question is, what was the third question we had? Yeah, how did Rashi know that it's only Ad Shetech Shachar and not the whole way through Yom Tov? Okay, so that one we haven't got an answer for, but the first two we've got an answer that one. So he's asked the question. The first question we had is, why is Rebbe Yehuda and the Chachamim using a different expression? That's the question, Tosis' question. And maybe we don't have a Geshmaka answer for that, but what Tosis has done is at least to explain why Rashi says it that way. Why did Rashi go out of his way to say that Moed doesn't mean Yontif? Why is Moed not Yontif? Why is Moed talking about Zman Biyur? It's difficult, it's not the same expression as, it's the same time as Rebbe, but not the same expression. It's weird. So why did Rashi go out of his way and say, no, you know what Moed here means? The Zman of Biyo. So what's the answer? The answer is you have to work backwards. You have to work backwards. The Mishnah says there's something called La'acha HaMoed. And if you didn't do it Teich HaMoed, you have to do B'dikas La'acham, it's La'acha HaMoed. What does La'acha HaMoed mean?
It can't be after Pesach. Oh. It's irrelevant for Rashi.
Right. Says Tosfos, La'acha HaMoed, if you're going to say Moed means Yontif, then it means you have to do B'dikas Chametz after Yontif. Now there's no way you have to do B'dikas Chametz after Yontif. For what? For Banyuah? There's no Banyuah after Yontif. So the only thing it could possibly be, if you hold that B'dikas Chametz is for Banyuah, the only way to explain what Moed can't mean after Yontif. So what can Moed mean? What can Moed mean?
One is time of B'dikas.
Right.
The other is the moment of inception of
Yom Tov.
Right?
Yeah, that's not Mistab. Yeah. You're very good, but it's not Mistab to say that. That's not La'acha HaMoed. But I hear what you're saying. So the only other option is that Moed must mean the Zman of Biyo. So Toich HaMoed means within the Zman of Biyo. It's a different expression to Yehuda. That's a difficulty we'll have to live with for the time being. Right? And Toich HaMoed means the Zman of Biyo. And what's the Acha HaMoed?
After
the Zman Biyo. So that's how Rashi learned. Mashenkin Tosis says, no, the reason why you do B'dikas Chametz is not because of Bali Roy. Why do you do B'dikas Chametz? What the Tosis are base say? Because you might come to eat it. If you tell me B'dikas Chametz because you might come to eat it, then I have no problem to say Moed means Yontif. Because the Acha HaMoed, there is indeed a chashash that you might come to eat chametz. And therefore, we can learn Moed means Pasha Pshat. That Teich HaMoed means in the time of the Issa chametz. The Acha HaMoed means after Yontif. Nothing wrong saying that. We can learn like that. And that, therefore, if we learn like that, then Chachamim and Rebbe Yehuda are not describing the same time. Zman Biyo is Zman Biyo. And then you have Teich HaMoed is after the Zman Biyo. It means the time when it's also Issa Chametz. La'acha HaMoed means after Yontif completely, after the Zman of Issa Chametz. After when there's no more Issa Chametz. So that answers that. So we're left really with one and a half difficulties. We've explained where the Chachamim are coming from. That we've explained. Where are they coming from? Why are they doing it? Why are we changing? Why are we talking about Moed as Zman of burning Chametz? We've explained that. Has to be because Moed can't be Yontif, because after Yontif there's no Chiyuv B'dika. But it's still slightly troublesome that they use a different expression. Yeah, the Rebbe Yehuda said, for the same time, Rebbe Yehuda called it Zman Biyo, and the Chachamim called it
Moed.
Right? That's still troublesome. And we've still got a very big question on Rashi. Is okay, fine. So Acha HaMoed means after Zman Issa, after Zman of Biyo. Fine. But how did Rashi know that? That stops once it gets to Shkia. Acha Biyo means after Zman of Issa Chometz. After Zman of Biyo. Yeah? Acha HaMoed means after Zman of Biyo Chometz. But when does that end? Could go throughout Yontif. Why did Rashi say it stops when it gets to nightfall? Those two difficulties we still have.
Is Moed ever used for something other than Chag?
Yeah. Kiro lai Moed. Moed really means a time of gathering together.
Okay, which could be Biur. It's not such a strange lashon to describe Biur then.
Moed means a Zman, you're right. No, we could do that. The difficulty was, why is it different? Rebbe Yehuda used a different expression.
Right, I understand. But
so why they do that? Uh-huh. Yeah? That's the difficulty, yeah? Okay, so that's where we're holding at the moment. Y'all see a following? Did you manage to do the tastes yesterday?
No.
Oh. Oh, I see. Okay. All right.
Starting with the men on,
yeah, that's the thing. You missed the beginning of the shiur. We said to do Rashi Tesis. Okay. Sorry. Fine. All right. So, okay, you'll do it, Yossi. So I'm not going to go over. You'll do Tesis, and we'll discuss it after that. Okay. So now that. Okay. So also after you've done that, Yossi, yeah. After doing Tesis, look at the run. Okay. The run is at the back of the Gemara here. Look at the run and Yetz Hashem.
Which run?
We'll do the run now because officially that was what we're meant to prepare. But you can just listen or not listen as you like. I just wanted to say the run because it comes next in the sugya. So the run is on the riff, yeah? The run's on the riff. You have the riff on the Mishnah. It's on Daf Dalet Amud Beis and Daf Erif in the Gemara that you have.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And the Ran is three lines up and the narrow lines there. And then that's the Rif.
Three up or from the bottom.
What do you have, Yossi?
Right here.
Yeah, so it okay. Says, you don't say come at the beginning of the line. Yeah. Okay, so, you know what? I prefer if you actually learn it first before I say it. So, from Yudhav Tirchmaid, you'll show Yossi where he is tomorrow. From Yudhav Tirchmaid until the end of that Omd. Okay. It's about six lines or so. So, we'll do it tomorrow when you've learned it. It's better that you learn it before being spoon fed. So, let's start the Gemara, the Cholapachos. Let's start the Gemara. So, the Gemara says that the Mishnah said, you check three times. So, the Gemara understands that it means you check three times. So, my time at Reb Yudah. What is the Svar in Reb Yudah? Why did Reb Yudah hold that? Why did Reb Yudah say that you check three times? If Chista v'Rabba v'Arvuna Ta'amit Tavayu Kineged Sholosh Hashposos Shebetoya. He says three times Hashposo. It doesn't actually say three times Hashpisu in the Torah, but it means three expressions of Hashposo. Three expressions of Hashposo. Hashposo means making sure you don't have chametz in your house. There's three expressions in Torah to describe Issa chametz in your house. What are they? Says the Gemara, Lo yirah lecha chametz, v'lo yirah lecha sa'ay. That's what we know, Bal Yirah. That's one expression. Second expression is Shivas Yomim Sa'ay Lo yimotzei bevateichem. That's what we call Bal Yimotzei. That's the other expression. And the third expression, Ach b'yom rishon tashpisu sa'ay mivateichem, the shloshim tashpisu. Tashpisu is the third expression. So since the three expressions describing is the chametz, so therefore says Reb Yudah, we have to do three bedikas: bedikah in the night, bedikah in the morning, and bedikah when you actually do biur chametz. Okay, says Rashi, shalosh hashposos. Shalosh l'shoynos shel hashposo. Three expressions of hashposo. First Rashi on the Gemara. Shalosh l'shoynos shel hashposo. Re'iya metzia v'hashposo. Why did Rashi say it means the three expressions? Why didn't Rashi say three times it says tashpisu? Because it doesn't. It doesn't say three times tashpisu. So what does the Gemara mean by shalosh hashposo? It means there's three expressions. There's re'iya, metzia, hashposo. So it comes out, according to this, you have a tough time if you are a Reb Yudah, if you are a Reb Yudahite, if you follow a Reb Yudah, you have a tough time. You have three times to do Bdika. Because it says in the Torah three times. So you have to do Bdika three times. So, Mosiv Reb Yosef asked the question. Reb Yudah, email, Kol Shaloi Bodak Bishlesha Prokim Alolu. Shuvainu Boydek. Reb Yudah says, whoever didn't check in these three times, he doesn't check again. Alma b'mikam ve'elechu depli. So Yossi, how did you understand this question?
A question? Basically?
Yeah. Well, what's Reb Yosef asking? We just had an anocha that you need to check three times. So now the Gemara is asking a question based on that. You're telling me three times. From this brisa, it appears not. Now what do you see from this brisa that you don't check three times?
seems simple. You only check, you have an option, which, not an option, you have to check one of these times.
Where do you say that? Kol sheloi bodak bishloi shaprokim alonim. Whoever didn't check in these three times, he does shuv, anybody, he doesn't check again. But where do we see anything about that you don't check three times? Maybe you do. You check three times, but you don't check again afterwards. Shuv, ein a boidik. Okay, then we said, because there's three psukim. There's the expression of you are
actually
three
times to check.
Huh?
That means those are the times to check.
No, no.
You have to check all three times.
No, no. The Haman of the Gemara was that you have to check three times.
And that's what Rav Chis and Rav Huna hold?
That is what Rav Chis and Rav Huna are explaining.
Why he said three times? Not if he means three times.
No.
Why did he say these three times?
No. Because it says three times in the Torah, therefore, you have to check three times. That's what the Havman of the Gemara was. The Gemara is now asking on that. But the Havman of the Gemara was, the Rebbe Yehuda held, you have to check three times. So asking why? Why do you have to check three times? So Teretz is, because the three expressions referring to Tashpisu, can you read the Torah is telling me three times to do Bedika. There's three expressions. I'm now being kind of the Bani Roya Bedika, the Bani Motza Bedika, and the Tashpisa Bedika. Three Bedikas. That's how the Gemara understood. Which, to now, the Gemara is asking that from this Braisa, it appears not like that. From this Braisa, it appears that you only have to check once. I'm asking you, how did you understand? Where do you see in this Braisa that you only check once? Yeah, Moshe Peretz, what do you say? This Bryce is asking that. Where do we see in this Bryce that they only check once? So let's see some Rashi then.
Maybe he would say instead of the word Lashon, Bodek in the Sigma, they would keep.
No, it's going on him.
What?
It's going on a person. Culturally, Bodak, he didn't check. Not Beit Kim is there. Yeah. So Rashi answers this kasha.
Okay. And without going to Rashi.
Oh, that's a very bad mistake.
I know.
So let's go to Rashi.
No. Rabbi Yehuda, Rashi argues on what we previously learned.
What did we previously learn?
What we previously learned, like if somebody checks something, whether or not he needs to go back and recheck again because something, you know, there's like the, you know, either a fool that brought something in. All discussions before, are they making an assumption? Rabbi, you're going to say, after you've done three checks, then a holder comes? I mean,
No. That one we learned then, if a holder comes, it mucks up the bdik you did. That's in Akhramia. If that happens,
that can be messy up. One of the three bedikas that you'd have to do, according to Rabbi Yehuda.
But if you're the old, you have to do three bedikas. That's what the command is. Three bedikas. One in the night, one in the day, one in the Zman Bir. Three separate bedikas. And if a holder comes, you're right. You have to redo that bedika. You have to do three bedikas. So.
But then the whole idea about doing it and hiding it, keeping it safe in a safe spot.
Yeah.
When you do it at night.
Mm-hmm.
Why bother? Because you're going to be doing another bedikah the next morning anyhow, and then you're going to be doing another bedikah
the Torah is machayev you, Chazal is machayev you to do three bedikahs. So if you're going to put bedikah and then leave chametz lying around, then you've ruined that first bedikah, so you'll have to do that bedikah again. You have to do three bedikahs. Three bedikahs. Why? Echbeis, you know, like the Svadim by Kitlius, they do tons and tons of checking. How many times? I don't remember. But tons of checking of this rice. What's the point? You did it once. Did it twice. Yeah, each time you get maybe a little bit better. So the Torah says, do it once, twice, and three times. Chazak, right? You can make up for some reason why it should be. The Psukim say, you're right, you're not into Shabbos. You have to do it three times. One second, you're going completely off the top now. Completely off the top. We're going back to Rashi, right? So Rashi asks this Kasha. Where do we see from this Braisa, where do we see anything to dispute what we understood to begin with? We understood the Anocha was, you have to do Bedika three times. Where do you see in this Braisa that you don't? Says Rashi. No, let's see what Rashi says. Alma. Yeah, who wants to read Rashi? Yeah, Miyakib, off you go. Alma.
Sure.
they're only arguing about from that time and thereafter. Love b'midi acharina, and Rabbi Yehuda lo mitzorich shlosh b'dikos eil. Not on the final check.
The Yehuda does not need three b'dikos. But this is what he meant. Right, so what's Rashi saying? So Rashi speaks out, it's really the giveaway was the first three words. The giveaway is that when the Braisa says, normally when you have a Braisa, when you have a Machlokes, so you have to look, focus, what is his point of dispute? What is he coming to argue? If I say something and somebody says something back, to know what are you arguing? Tell me what you're arguing about. Mm-hmm. So since the Braisa has said, Shuv Einoi Boidek, that sounds that the Nekuda which Yehuda wanted to argue was on the Shuv Einoi Boidek. That means the Chachamim said that even after Zman Biur, you still have to keep checking. The Rebbe Yehuda said, no. After Zman Biur, Shuv Einoi Boidek. Says Rashi, V'lav B'midi Achrina. That's the only Nekudas Machlokes, nothing else. So since he said, Shuv Einoi Boidek, and that seemed to be what the point he wanted to point out was, so mainly meant to say that nothing else is an issue. So Mamela comes out. So how can you tell me the Rebbe Yehuda hold you have to check three times? How many times do Rabbanon hold you have to check? Once. And till when do the Rabbanon say you can check?
Continue on.
You can continue on. So if you're going to tell me the Rebbe Yehuda hold you have to check three times and only until Zman Biur, there's two machleksim. And then the Braisa is mashma, he's only arguing on one point. Shuv Einoi Boidek, that's what he's arguing on. So as much as the Rabbanon hold, clearly, they only have to check once because they say that clearly. Loi Bodak, Yivdoik. So as much as the Rabbanon, it's clear you only have to check once. In Rebbe Yehuda also, it's mistabeh that you also only want to check once. And you realize mistabeh that you only hold, you have to check once because it's mashma that Nakud Machlokes is about. And the Kudma Chalikas is about whether you keep checking afterwards or not. Not whether you have to repeat the Bedika. So that's the first question the Gemara asks. Masiv Iskovit, Masiv of Yosef. If Yosef asked a question on the Mahalach of the Gemara till now. Rebuda Oimer, Kol Shalei Bodak, Shalei Shaparak Malalu, Shuv Einoi Boidek. Alma. So we see Mekan ve'elachu de pligi. We see the arguing the Nekudas Machlokes is whether you keep going afterwards. Mekan ve'elach from here on, hu de pligi. That's what they're arguing about. And as Rashi says, v'lav b'midyachini and nothing else. Those first three words of Rashi, v'lav b'midyachini and nothing else. That is how Rav Yosef asked the question. Mazutra had a slightly different text. That this is how he understood what Rav Yosef asked. Masa Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda Oimer, Kol Shalei Bodak, Ve'echad M'Shalei Shaparkim Halalu, Shuv Einoi Boidek. What was the difference in this text and the previous text? Huh? This is where the proofreaders will get their job. What's the difference between the Braisa that we quoted before and the Braisa now? Very good. In the second Braisa, it speaks out. Whoever doesn't do bedika in one of these times, shuv einoi boidek. This is who's speaking? This is Rebbe Yehuda. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda holds you only have to do one time. Here it's mefurish. Kol sheloi bodak be'echod mishleish apok malalav shuvein ebeidik. Alma b'shuvein ebeidik with the bligi. You see, the whole machlekes is only regarding whether you keep going. But how many times? That's clear. You only do once.
Why is Uchuz simply editing Rabbi Yosef's text? Meaning he's teaching us what Rabbi Yosef asked on.
Right.
It's not coming with
the third lady. No. Azotu says, you should know, if Yosef brought a brisa that actually said clearly inside the echot. So then we know, and you told you, and you have to check one time. So now we know that the machlokes between Yehuda and Shimon and the Chomim is not how many times, it's nothing to do with it, because it's three times in the Torah, it's nothing to do with that. It's not how many times, but rather what?
Whether you stop or not.
Whether you stop or not. Ella, Yehuda Nami Imloi Bodai Ka'oma. Yehuda also was only talking about if you didn't check. I mean, everyone said you only have to check once, and if you didn't check in the night, then there's a discussion when to check the second time. Well, when to check. And if you didn't check at that time, there's a discussion when to check. When's the third time to check? Not that you're checking three times, but when's the third time that there is for a person to be able to check? So what is the machlikas between Buddha and the Rabbon? Masova Mikame Isur in Bos Isur Eloi. Who's this ma? Mr. holds. Who's the Mr.? One holds. They only do Bdika
before the Tzivan Isur in.
Right. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Bos Isur Eloi. After this month, why? If you're checking, you might come to eat it.
You're firstborn, you're hungry, you're checking.
Even if you're not firstborn, I don't know in your house, but Erev Pesach's not so much food. But there's a chashas you'll come to eat chametz. Right, Rabban and Sovri, and Rabban and Hold, Logos, you know, and you don't make such a gzeria. Don't make gzeria. We'll see why they hold it. They told me, you don't make gzeria. But that's the machlik. There's only one machlik between the Buddha and the Chachamim. And the Shaila is, do we make gzeria that you'll come to check? If you check, you'll come to eat. So says the Buddha, we are worried that if you check, you'll come to eat, and therefore better not to do B'dikah B'chla. Better not to do B'dikah B'chla. According to Rashi, Rashi holds, why are you doing B'dikah B'chlamet? So it shouldn't be over about you, about you haven't done Bittul, right? So it's now after the Zman Biur, and you can't do Bittul even. So after the Zman Biur, and you didn't do B'dikah B'chlamet. What would you say?
Don't check.
I mean, be over. You'll be over about you, about you. Because we don't want you to eat, so I'm going to tell you, don't check, and rather be over by your body, not say, rather than checking.
Anyway, if you see that after that time, you're over by your body.
No, you'll burn it.
So you'll burn it when you see it.
Say that, but what happens if I don't see it? Am I over by your body, not say?
No. If you have any possession, you still.
We had a big machlokes with Shalem about this. But in Rashi, the passage of Rashi is that you will be over by your body. I mean, why do you do B'dikah's chametz in the first place to come to Rashi? Why? Why are you doing B'dikah?
Shema.
Means you don't know if you got chametz.
Huh?
You don't know if you got chametz. You're doing B'dikah to search for the chametz. And if you wouldn't do that B'dikah, you'd be over by your body. So Rashi seems to be holding that you are over by your body and chametz you don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And yet, Rabbi Yehuda is telling us that, yeah. You'll be over by your body matzi. Emanasot. I don't want you to do bedikas. If you do bedikas, you'll come to eat it, and you come to eat it. You'll be it's a curse. If I prefer you not to eat it, becha. I prefer you not to do bedikas. Ah, you'll be over by your no oinus. Chazal forbade you. You know, serious nefesh for listening to what Chazal said. And so the Gevaldig Chiddush comes out according to Reb Yehuda. Why? Because we don't want you to come to eat it. Okay, that's the.
Just take a Heshbon term, which is more severe? I mean, Taba Charis versus Machos.
You could make some Heshbonis, yeah. It's not exactly true because after Zman of Issa, until night, is no choice if you eat such Chametz. It's an Isra, no curse, yeah. Just Isra love. Okay, fine. So that's what we're holding in the Gemara so far. So as a sikkum, what did we learn? We had the Gemara, Mishnah that brought Rebbe Yehuda and the Chachamim. Rebbe Yehuda seemed to say you need to do Bediga three times, and also you can't do it after Zman Bio. The Chachamim say you only do Bediga one time, and you do it after Zman Bio. Till when? We saw in Rashi a discussion why. Till when? Rashi said till nightfall. We have to know why Rashi says only till nightfall, not more than that. Miatshem, when you learn the run, you'll see that. Then the Gemara said, what's the svar in Rebbe Yehuda? The Gemara thought Rebbe Yehuda, do you need three times? What's the svar in Rebbe Yehuda? To which the Gemara answers, the svar, no, why do you need three times? The Gemara thought, because it's three different mentions, the shayness of Issa Chametz, Yirah, Yimotze, and Tashpisu. Three types of Ashpasis, right? Mm-hmm. To wait, the Gemara brought two brises, which are basically the same brises, two Lashonis, to show that Rebbe Yehuda definitely holds you don't need to do three bedikas. You only have to do one bedika. If you didn't do it in the night, you do it in the morning. If you didn't do it in the morning, you do it as Zman Bio. So what is the machlekes between him and the Rabbana? Only one machlekes. What's machlekes? Do you do bedikas afterwards? Why should you not do bedikas afterwards? Says the Gemara, why shouldn't you do bedikas afterwards? Because you might come to eat it, so you don't do bedikas afterwards. That is just Rebbe Yehuda. And the Chacham are not worried about it. And now the whole next Amud and more is discussing this Tekuda. Does Rebbe Yehuda hold that if you're involved in something, you'll come to eat it? Is he concerned about that? Is he not? And the Chachamim the other way around as well. It would seem in this Chachamim here are not concerned, but yeah, in other places the Chachamim are concerned. And that's the whole next sugya. Next
time. Until what? Until Shadif Shaf?
Oh, so very good, very good. So now that's where we have to work out now. What would the Chachamim say? The Chachamim say you do Bedika, even after this man eats it, because they're not worried you're going to eat it. So till when should you do bedika? Kipshuta, you would say, and Tosis, which you're going to learn, Tosis Kipshuta, learn you do the whole way through the end of Yontif. Rashi says only Achat Techshach. The Shari is why Rashi says only Achat Techshach, and that the Ram will speak out based on what we've just learned now. But the Ram will speak out. Okay, so that's the Shuri Bayit homework. Yeah. Tesis and the Ran. Some of us learn the Tesis, but Lonora, you do it afterwards.
Tosfos on the next one?
No, this Tesis.
We just
did it, but you haven't done it because you didn't prepare it. So now you have to prepare it and learn it, and then we've done it. Okay. Fine. So now the
first order.
Right, yeah. Mi Goza Reb Yehuda Dum Oser Mechana. Yes.
I have a problem with Rav Chista and Rav Bar Rav Huna.
Yeah.
They must have. I mean, they're a foreign, right? So
yeah.
They knew these two prices, unless what they did know prices.
No. Prices, you don't have to know. You have to know Mishnah, you don't have to know prices.
So they can miss out on this price. Okay.
Yeah.
And how
can
they answer up?
Yeah. They didn't have to.
Okay.
Didn't have to know the price. That's what everybody's asking. I've got a price to say, not like you. Why? Because he says a lot of shuv in the body. It sounds like that's only machlekes.
Right,
or is it echad?
That's why I was just wondering how they had an answer to that.
No answer to that. Fine. Says the Gemara a little bit more. Faith the Gemara. Mi gozer Reb Yehuda dil ma'aser lemechana. Did Reb Yehuda really make a gzeira that you're going to come to eat it? We know not like that. Why? Where do we know not? Vasnan. Mishikar va'oimer. Yaitzin amaitzin shuki yushalayim. Sheim meleim kemach v'kori. And there's a halacha. You're not allowed to eat chodosh. Chodosh again nowadays as well. You're not allowed to eat chodosh. Chodosh means tvor that only took root after the time of Makrovas Oimer. You're not allowed to eat until the time of Makrovas Oimer the next year.
From when to when?
It's really the second day of Pesach. From the second day of Pesach. Any tvor, any produce that took root after the second day of Pesach in Tovshin Pei, you're only allowed to eat after the second day of Pesach, Tovshin Pei Aleph. Right? Yeah, that's called Chodosh in Yashar. So, for instance, produce that grows August time, so you're only allowed to start eating after Pesach, after the second day of Pesach. Right? So,
any tvor that's growing now, we cannot use until next Pesach?
Well, now is a bad example because now it already took root before Pesach. Any Torah growing now, which is only 3 weeks after Pesach, it took root before Pesach. Yeah. The Torah here that grows here took root beforehand. But you're right.
Anything that's growing today, starting today.
Anything that starts taking root today is forbidden to be eaten until next Pesach. Mm-hmm. That's a big problem in there. Problem, not problem. In Chutzlaretz, they weren't makbid about it. The shadow is why they weren't makbid about it. Because Chodesh is making Chutzlaretz as well. So, one of the reasons was because it's not possible to be Mavari where the produce took root and therefore it's bottle beroy, well, cheshvayas. But nowadays, Befrat, you can.
They have different growing cycles, I mean, they have multiple, like, overlapping.
Yeah, it is possible nowadays to find that's why people are more makbid nowadays. Top, that's the aloch. But the aloch is that you're not allowed to eat tvor that grew before. That grew between the two omers, they're not allowed to eat it. So, what happened? Came after Pesach, on the second day of Pesach, there'd be makiv omer, you'd go into the store, and you'd find all loads of ground flour ready from the chodosh. Now, if that was around, it means it must have been that people were grinding it before Pesach. How could they? If you grind before Pesach, you'll come to eat it. So you see, you are allowed to involve yourself with food that you're not allowed to eat at this present moment. So why can't I do B'dikas Chametz? So what if I find Chametz? I'm involving myself with something which I'm not allowed to eat. Big deal, so what?
Can't you just say that, and what is a finished product versus, people don't eat flour, and you have to go and make it and do the whole process to it, as opposed to just, and if you're talking about prohibition, let's say the carrots,
something
like that, that's readily edible.
Yeah, yeah, very good. Gamal's going to talk about it. Gamal's going
to
say, yeah, so one of them is roasted.
So that is, you have roasted carrots, which is possible.
Yeah, so it's definitely edible, but the Gamal is going to suggest one of the truths to me, going to say. So, but that's the question. The question is, Rabbi Yehuda himself was the one who was matiyu to go and grind and roast the kernels, and we're not worried that a person will come to eat it. Why not? He here said you can't do B'dikas Chametz because we're worried you'll come to eat it. Those two are a contradiction between the two.
What's the punishment for one who eats Chadash? Malchus?
I'm not sure. Probably Malchus.
Probably Malchus.
I don't know. Not sure.
Okay,
so that's where I'm going to stop here. I'm going to try it very much that we should have shir until 20 past and start 9:30. It would be a big help for me and for other people. So please do try, and we'll try and start on time, and that way.
Why don't we start on time at 10:30?
Yeah, so official Zman of Shir, if you remember, wasn't meant to be every day, it was meant to be every second day, but then we said it would be every day, but shorter Shir. And it worked out.
Give us more time to.
I want you to be able to prepare silly fast to cover too much, and then. Okay, so you do the tastes, yeah? So. Okay, Atzloch. And they're on. Yeah. Okay, Atzloch, everyone.
So, Robert,